This month, we move into the second phase of our Project Milwaukee series, Black Men in Prison. In recent weeks, we've explored the numbers and the reasons why Wisconsin has the highest rate of male black incarceration in the country. Now we begin examining how prison affects the men and those around them. WUWM's Latoya Dennis introduces us to Marcus Lee, a man struggling to recover after serving time.
It's a long walk from 4th and Locust on Milwaukee's north side to the city's near south side.
Every Tuesday and Friday, I walk to 16th and National, and then I catch the bus back.
Last Tuesday, I walked with Marcus Lee, 4 miles in the freezing cold.
How fast or slow do you usually walk? Are we slower than normal, or are we?
We on pace.
I don't want to slow you down.
You'll know, because you'll notice how I start walking faster.
We're headed to Interstate Blood Center. Lee has been going there twice a week for 6 years to donate plasma. He says right now it's the only income he, his girlfriend, and their family have.
You get 25 the first time and 35 the second.
The blood center pays with debit cards. Lee typically goes to a check cashing place to get his money at a cost of $3.
So out of the 25, I'm only left with like $22. And out of the 22, I take $225 to get back home. And after, I mean, whatever's left is what's left to feed me and 3 others.
That's after he spends $8 a week on cigarettes. Lee says his household also gets around $190 a month in food stamps, but burns through the money in 2 weeks. The 34-year-old says he hasn't had a job since 2010, but not because he doesn't want to work. It's because no one will hire him. He has a felony record. Lee says his first stint in jail came at the age of 14.
That was for driving without owner's consent. Basically, that's called theft.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you stole a car.
Yeah, I stole more than just a car. I was on a little stealing spree.
Lee says in the beginning, he stole cars and used them to teach himself to drive. He says soon after, it was more about the thrill and the money. He would strip the cars and sell the parts. But Lee says the crime that has impacted him the most wasn't intentional.
September 11, 2001, me and my brother decided that we was going to skip school. And what we call, or what back then what we were saying is, we was going to bust 2 little females down, have sex with them. Not asking no age, none of that. We just all looked at it like, hey, we just skipping school. Basically, we're going to do what we do and then leave.
It turned out the girls were underage, and Lee was 19. He ended up getting 2 years in prison.
Sex offenders will never fit well working in restaurants. I don't care what you were charged with. You're never going to work in a hospital. You're never going to be a police officer. Anyone that commits a crime, you're never going to be a police officer. Really, the only job that you are able to possess or get is a factory. But you got to fight with the Mexicans and so many others over those jobs. So it's like, the only thing you can do is figure out how to survive.
As we walk past foreclosed homes on sidewalks covered with snow and ice, Lee shows me the scars on his wrist where he attempted suicide. He says he suffered from depression most of his life, and now, not being able to support his family often sends him back to that dark place.
Because now, I'm letting myself down, but more so, I'm letting my kids down, because who's going to support them? We're going to take them to the little famous places they like to go.
Lee says places like Chuck E. Cheese.
That's where the sadness come in. And I know a lot of people will say, well, the same question will always come up. How do you deal with it? I done got back to doing what I used to do. Sit back and get drunk and just look at the wall and just wonder when my time going to come.
Lee says he's trying not to give up, but every day is a struggle. While he hasn't been to jail for 2 years, his longest stint free since being a kid, he feels like he's at rock bottom. Those feelings are common among black men who've spent time in prison, according to Andre Brown. He's a case manager for Project Return. It helps the men reintegrate into society. Brown also says many sense rejection.
They don't want us to work. They don't want to give us the jobs. So we're on our own. And if you break that down to a neighborhood issue, now you have a bunch of people that feel like they're on their own and the whole world is against them. So, you know, now we have conflict within the neighborhood on survival. Everybody's scratching and clawing for the crumbs that we do have.
This is the most frustrating part.
Ramel Smith is a psychologist at Children's Hospital, but used to work with the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
You get these guys who are coming out. They're programmed up. They've been clean. They're working out. They're eating healthy. They're sleeping. When they come out, they're ready to go. And what do they get? They get hit with a world that won't forget the label that's stashed up on them.
Smith says he moved from corrections to children's because he wanted to impact kids before they end up in prison.
A lot of our children are being traumatized.
And he says the trauma often presents itself in the choices the boys make as they grow into men.
Of course they have to take accountability. But is all of the problem on them? No, we have to look at ourselves as a society.
Smith says if communities were more proactive in identifying boys in need of counseling and treatment, they might not end up in prison as men. As far as Marcus Lee is concerned, he says all he ever wanted was a parent, someone to talk to love him and to tell him they expected more from him. Even though he never had that, he says he hopes to be a good parent for his children. As far as what his next move will be, Lee says he doesn't know. He says he can't get funding to go to school because he needs $800 to bring his previous loans into good standing. Lee says he'd love to start his own business and has a couple of ideas, but...
Like, say if I wanted to approach the government with one of my ideas or make up a business plan, how would I do that? What things would I need to write up a business plan? What is it that each major company looks at? What is it that they look at? What are they looking for?
Lee says he's not asking for handouts, just a little help to get him on his feet. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.